Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavan, Pauganda. Chapter 17, Scene 2, Extinguishing the Forest Fire. When Krishna finally came out of Kaliya's lake, Krishna was seen by all his friends and relatives on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna appeared before them, nicely decorated, smeared all over with chandan pulp, bedecked with valuable jewels and stones, and almost completely covered with gold. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys and men, Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, and all the cows and calves, saw Krishna coming from the Yamuna, and it was as though they had recovered their very lives. When a person regains his or her life, naturally, one becomes absorbed in pleasure and joyfulness. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, each in turn, pressed Krishna to their chest, and thus they felt a great relief. Mother Yashoda, Rohini, Maharaj Nanda, and the cowherder men became so happy that they embraced Krishna and thought that they had achieved their ultimate goal of life. Balaram also embraced Krishna, but he was laughing because he had known what would happen to Krishna when everyone else was so overwhelmed with anxiety. All the trees on the bank of the Yamuna, all the cows, bulls, and calves were full of pleasure because of Krishna's appearance there. The Brahmana inhabitants of Vrindavan, along with their wives, immediately came to congratulate Krishna and his family members. Brahmanas are considered to be spiritual masters for society. They offered blessings to Krishna and the family on account of Krishna's release. The Brahmanas also asked Maharaj Nanda to give them some charity on this occasion. Being so pleased by Krishna's return, Maharaj Nanda began to give many cows and much gold in charity to the Brahmanas. While Nanda Maharaj was thus engaged, Mother Yashoda simply embraced Krishna and made him sit on her lap, while Yashoda shed tears continually. Since it was almost nighttime, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the cows and calves, were very tired. They decided to take rest on the river bank. But in the middle of the night, while they were taking rest, there was suddenly a great forest fire, and it quickly appeared that the fire would soon devour all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. As soon as they felt the warmth of the fire, they immediately took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was playing just like their own child. The inhabitants began to cry out, "Our dear Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, our dear Balaram, reservoir of all strength, please try to save us from this all-devouring and devastating fire. We have no other shelter than you. This devastating fire will swallow all of us." And thus they prayed to Krishna, saying that they could not take any shelter other than his lotus feet. Being compassionate upon his own townspeople, Lord Krishna immediately swallowed up the whole forest fire and saved them. This was not impossible for Krishna, because Krishna is unlimited. Krishna has unlimited power to do anything he desires. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.